This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Friday, May 3rd. Well, a big day up in the cattle space yesterday with front month lives up about 295. May feeders up 217. August up 347. So we are looking at a market that is all over the place. You know, we've been sharply lower, sharply higher. It just depends on the day. Live cattle gapped higher, closed the gap from Tuesday, and then traded a fairly narrow range. Didn't close all that great, closed toward the low end of that range, but still up almost $3 for the day. In feeders, we never really had a gap to fill, so they rallied up to the previous day's high. You know, the previous day was sharply lower, and it's, again, just kind of all over the place. It's tough to get a handle on where these futures are going. Certainly some of the enthusiasm yesterday was from the report from USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, which reported that in all of the testing they did on ground beef from states that had confirmed H5N1 influenza virus, they all turned out negative. So clearly the process is working. The safety inspections, the pasteurization of the milk, all of these safety protocols are indeed working, and that clearly gives some confidence to the consumer that the food is safe, that the milk supply is safe, milk products are safe, the beef itself is safe. So that clearly was a supportive factor to the futures market yesterday. In the cash trade, we had the Fed trading around 186 average. That's up 2 on the week after trading around 185 earlier in the week. Dress trade at 295 was up 1 after trading at 292 earlier in the week. So definitely some strength coming into the cash markets late in the week. Box beef values were slightly lower. Choice down 64 cents at 293. Select down 9 cents at 288. The spread lost 55 cents. We're sitting at 492. But box beef volume was another very stellar day at 164 loads. So we're on a torrid pace here as far as box beef movement every day, except Tuesday was a little light, but we are on a very high pace for box beef volume so far this week. Slaughter rate yesterday, 120,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 488,000. That's 8,000 less than last week, and it's down 13,000 from a year ago. On the cash feeders from Wednesday, trading just under 4,000 head, average price $239.56. It's down about $4 from the previous day. The seven-day average getting some pressure, down $3.69. We're sitting at $243.37. So we'll see where we go, but the daily cash at 239 is going to continue to be a bit of a drag on the seven-day average. Export sales yesterday were a solid 22,500 tons. South Korea took 9,600 of that, Japan 5,200, Taiwan took 2,500. Pork export sales at 33,600, Mexico took 21,600, Japan 4,200, Canada took 1,300. So solid cash markets, export sales doing well, cash trade firming up as we get into the week. Box beef volume is huge. So that's all encouraging signs, and I think will help to support this market, at least in the short term. But when you look at the price action and the charts, it's just so choppy. It looks like we've already started our seasonal decline into the summer, and that would be my guess, that that's ultimately what it's going to be. Here we are in early May. The feeder cattle are performing fairly well. Usually, you tend to stall out in early May if the market's rallying at all. And I think, you know, quite a bit of rain coming across the Central Plains, the Midwest, the Eastern Southern Plains, that is recharging pastures. And I think that's kind of stoking some late season demand for grass calves. But pretty soon, that's going to be over. As you get into mid-May, you're pretty much done placing calves on grass. And I think we're probably going to run out of steam here fairly quickly from the cash side on feeders. Live cattle, it's encouraging to see that, you know, the supply of beef and milk products is safe, and that should shore up consumer demand. But again, you're headed into the summer where consumption tends to drop off anyway. And we're looking at a fairly, you know, from the heavy placements in February, you're going to see bigger numbers coming in to the packers as we get into July and August. Weights are already heavy, feed is cheap, so it kind of depends on how much heat you get that stresses cattle. But at this point, you don't want to see the feedlots get behind in the marketing. It could become a problem fairly quickly. So live cattle, I think, are just going to run into more headwinds as we work our way through the summer. And I think feeders, similar story, that the demand is going to drop off for the feeder cattle until we get into, you know, the August time window and we start looking for placing calves in the feedlots. So short term, might get a little bump from this encouraging news, and certainly yesterday was a strong day, but I think that we likely have started our seasonal decline into the summer months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.